to point out in Ephesians chapter 3, I'm going to point out some wins. Paul prays a prayer. He's writing this letter, and in the middle of the letter, he kind of switches gears and begins to pray. And he says, I pray and I ask God for these things. And so we're going to look at that little prayer. It's very, very powerful. And I want to point out a few wins in that passage. And then I want to share a few, maybe some other wins, and go a little, expound on that even for us today, how we can see some wins in our lives and in our church. I think it's encouraging because really there's wins all over the place. Sometimes we just look for big things, but these are little wins. They're still wins, and they're important. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. Paul says, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth." Now, I think that is a win right there by simply helping people to acknowledge who the creator is and going to him for prayer. I think that is a huge win. So in church life, if we can encourage people, I want to be an encouragement and inspiration as the pastor. I want to be an encouragement and inspiration to encourage and inspire you or others to pray and seek the Lord. That's one of the things that I hope to do. And so I think that is important. So when we're growing in prayer, that's a win, right? When we help people to understand that, we can consider that a win. And so I rejoice because prayer is powerful, isn't it? Yes, don't underestimate it. Even little, what I call shoot 'em up prayers, when you don't have a whole lot of time, you're under the gun, dear Lord, help me, and with this or that, and I believe God hears those. I think we should also be spending time with Him, not just only the shoot 'em up prayers, but spending time with Him. That's that closeness, that intimacy that we talked about. Verse 16. Paul continues, "I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources," God is not limited, is he? He has all the resources we will ever need. Paul says, "I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he," God, "will empower you," look at this win, "that he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit." We, as his followers, need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. We need that. We need him to empower us in our inner strength, in that inner person, and the Holy Spirit is the one who does that. We need that. That's a win for the church. When another person says, "Wow, yes, I recognize that I need that kind of strength in my life." How many of us need strength? Yeah, probably every hand. Praise the Lord. That's a win. When we can encourage somebody to take that one more step and show them the Word of God and show them the truth of His Word and what He desires for us. And Paul says, "Listen, this is what I pray for you guys. This is what I pray for you that are following Jesus. I pray that you will, that God, He's unlimited in His resources, but I pray that He will empower you by His Spirit to give you that inner strength." Yeah. Everybody say, "Yeah, Lord, bless me with that today," right? That's a win. There's many, 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 many wins. I'm not going to cover them all this morning. But there's many. And I want to point out a few of these here in this wonderful prayer that Paul prays here in Ephesians 3. Verse 17, Paul continues, he said, "Then Christ will make his home in your hearts." Woohoo! That's a win. Jesus is going to make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Okay, every step of trust, because I guess there might be different levels, because we kind of learn a little bit at a time, don't we? Right? It's kind of like climbing a mountain. When you start out, you're not at the top. You just keep going one step at a time. And even if steps are your enemy. That was not very funny. Don't laugh. It was funnier in my head. But what we need, we have to, we continue to trust in God. We continue to take those steps. We learn that God is the creator, but he takes us through different things, and we learn to trust him more and more with different areas of our life, don't we? And that's just kind of a natural progression there. But each one of those, each step that we take, that's a win because we're not giving up, right? And so if we can encourage one another to do that and to stay in the fight and to continue to take those steps, those are all wins. If we can encourage somebody else who hasn't made Jesus Lord of their life, obviously that's a win. That's what I think the church is called to be and do. But also, we're, the church exists for each other as well. So it's all the above, isn't it? I never did like those, the D, all the above. I'm like, well, I don't know about C. But these other two, yeah, I think so. Anyway, but he continues on. He says, your roots will grow down. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Recognizing that God's love is there. He's our strength. And growing in God, grow is one of our core values. That is extremely important as people grow. That is a win. Every step of faith, every step of trust, every step of growth, those are all wins. And those are kind of hard to calculate. We usually consider a win when the number on one side of the scoreboard is bigger than the other side, right? But not really so much here. And because there's a lot of things that we can't tally, we can't calculate to say, oh, look at the scoreboard. We win. But what we can do is we can see God moving in each other's lives. We can encourage that. Or if somebody, God puts somebody on your heart, call them. Text them and say, hey, just thinking about you, wanted to see how you're doing. Whatever that might look like for you. Because we can be there for one another, and that is, I think, an important aspect. We want to grow. That is definitely a win. That is a little harder to tally, though. Moving in the right direction. Verse 18. And may you have the power to understand. Okay, this is another form of growth here. This is you're growing in understanding. And what is he talking about as far as what are we wanting to understand more of? May you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide and how long and how high and how deep his love is. Because that'll change your life, won't it? When you stop long enough to consider who he is, when you stop long enough and slow down long enough to realize and to chew on his love and to receive it and accept that and understand it, that's another win. That's another win for each one of us, because sometimes we get in pity parties, don't we? Even as Christians who've been serving the Lord for a while, sometimes we get a little down about things. And then when we come to the realization, the understanding, wait a second, God's love is for me too, still. God's love is for others. We want others to experience God's love. We want others to grow in their understanding of God's love. Those things are all wins. Praise the Lord. So it's encouraging. And let's look at verse 19. And I like the way he words this. May you experience the love of Christ. May you experience the love of Christ. That takes it just a little bit beyond understanding, doesn't it? But maybe we understand because of the experience. I don't know exactly how that works for certain, but it evidently experiencing God's love is also part of the equation. Experience his love. May you experience the love of Christ. But look at what he says next. Though it is too great to understand fully. In other words, God's love is so ginormous, we're not capable yet of absorbing all of that and comprehending all of it. Because if we back up to the previous verse, how wide and how long and how deep and how high His love is. It's incredible. And His love for us is incredible. And look, we look at the cross and it reminds us of the great lengths that God went to purchase us back because of His love. That He would give up His only Son, that Jesus Christ, the one of the persons of the Trinity, would go to the cross and die for us. That's great lengths, isn't it? It overwhelms me. It's wonderful. He says, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Another win, being made complete, having fullness of life and power in your life that comes from God. More wins. You see all these wins there? Now, there's all kinds of wins that he doesn't mention here, and I'm going to try to mention just a few more of them in a moment. But look at verse 20. Now all glory to God. What does it mean to bring God glory? It's simply honoring Him. And it's bringing praise and giving it to Him. That's giving Him glory. It's living in such a way that would please and honor Him. Now all glory to God. Not some glory to God, but no, all glory belongs to Him, doesn't it? All glory to God who is able. Say, He's able. Now all glory to God who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish, look at this word, infinitely. How long or how much is infinitely? Yeah, we're like, oh, well, we don't know. It's all of it. Unending. There you go. From here, from way over there to way over there. Both directions, it doesn't stop. God is able to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think that He could do. I love that. So another win is for us to begin to understand that and utilize God's power for His glory. Not for your benefit, though we get to benefit. But I don't know that God answers the prayers that we're like, oh, hey, God, and we try to sneak in our benefit and disguise it by His glory, for His glory. God sees through that stuff. Right? That'd be lying, deception. You can't deceive God. He knows. He sees through everything. So, what are some other... Hang on, I got one more verse. 21. Glory to Him in the church. Hallelujah. That's what we want to do. That's a win. Anytime that we glorify God, anytime like this morning that God comes and shows up and ministers to His people, that is a win. Wouldn't you say so? Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You like that prayer, Paul's? And I'm really just hitting the high points there. We were able to find several wins in that little passage, in that short prayer. What would be a win? What are some other wins for us here in this church? Well, I think clearly, I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. More than I've even listed here, and I don't know that I will share all these, but obviously to point someone to Jesus, that's a win. For someone to acknowledge Christ as Lord and Savior and to surrender their life to Him, that's definitely a win. Someone to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that's a win. Back to what Paul just prayed. Pray that you are empowered in your inner strength by the Holy Spirit. And I think anytime someone is healed, that'd be a win. You know what another win is? When our greeters are out there, make people feel welcome. Visitors, when they come in, that's a win. Would you agree? Don't you want to feel welcome when you come here? Well, let me remind you, I don't usually think of this because, you know, we've been in a church for a long time, but there's folks who they don't go to church anywhere, or they wanted to come and try this church out or another church, but they're apprehensive because, well, I don't know anybody there. And what does it look like? Sometimes it's as simple as, am I going to even be able to find the restroom? So any little thing that we can do to help them feel welcome and make things as simple and as easy as possible, I would consider those a win. Because then we're helping them to receive of from the Lord and not just be worried about, oh no, I can't find the restroom. Or certainly I don't want anybody coming in and feeling like, and my wife and I went to a church like this. We walked in, we were on vacation, this was years and years ago. We walked in and nobody greeted us. We walked over by a couple of people and they hardly greeted us. And matter of fact, one person said, oh yeah, I don't know if you're going to like it here. This is my summary of it. I don't know if you're going to like it here. We're having some problems. Have a great day. We left. And we didn't want to stay. And can you imagine? But what I hear time and time again is people come, visitors come, and they say, we feel welcomed here. And that's a win. Let's keep that up. Let's continue doing that. Let's continue loving on people, whether we know them or not. Okay? And let's see here. I got some other wins. Of course, any kind of spiritual growth, understanding God's word a little bit more. And even when we're out in the community. So it wouldn't really be happening here, but those are still wins. Anytime that you get to point somebody to Jesus, anytime, matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and say, some of the time you don't even have to bring the Lord up, and we can consider it a win by being a good testimony, by just a simple smile. I would classify that as a win, by being gracious to people and just simply being the light of Jesus to them. That's a win. Why? Because you represent Jesus. If they find out that you represent Jesus and we were ugly to them, then we just turn them off to Christ, right? They're like, well, why do I need Jesus just to be like that? Ouch. But if we can love and show love and be gracious and be kind, maybe it's just a simple smile or a kind word. That can point them to Christ. That can be a win. Doesn't have to happen inside these four walls. Matter of fact, think about it like this. How often are you inside these four walls in a week? Not near as often as you're everywhere else, right? And that's if you came all, that's even if you came all three services during the week. So the point is, a lot of ministry is going to go on out there. And those are wins. Praise God. Obviously, we want to see lives changed. That is definitely the win. That's what we want to see as an outcome, right? We want to see people walking in joy and fellowship. That's a win. Being able to hang out with each other, those are wins. Worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth, that is a huge win. We want to make sure to do those things. What's the purpose of our church? What's the purpose of God's church? Well, I think it's to minister to the hurting people. And it's to communicate the gospel. The church is an instrument. And that's us. The church is us, the people. The followers of Christ, we are to be an instrument to communicate the gospel to the world. That's why we support missionaries on the back wall. That's why we do outreaches like we did last Sunday night. And we're excited because we had at least three people come on Wednesday night as a result. And we rejoice in that. and can't wait to see them again as well. We want to reach out and into our community like we did Sunday night. Thank you for your help, if you were there helping us. We want to make disciples. That's obviously another win, a purpose, one of the purposes of the church. What did Jesus say in the Great Commission? He said, therefore, go and make disciples. Make other followers. That's what we're called to do, isn't it? But it's sometimes the question is, okay, but how exactly do we do that? We encourage them. We continually point them to Jesus. We teach them how to read the Word, how to study the Word. We teach them how to pray. We teach them how to live for Jesus on a day-to-day basis. Because living for Jesus is not just on Sundays, is it? Nope. And I had this job. I worked with this company one time, and one of the foremen, he was actually one of my, we grew up together, and a great friend of mine. And at the time, he didn't get it either. And he says, Chad, the bosses just would like you to kind of leave that stuff at home. I'm not leaving any of it at home. You want me to leave Jesus at home? I said, we were neither one married at the time. I said, pretend you were married. Would you not be married when you went to work? Only married to your wife when you were at home? Well, no. Well, I'm married to Jesus, man. I mean, I don't have a ring on my finger, but I got a seal on my heart. So I just couldn't, I wasn't buying what he was selling. And it just floored me. Continue to pray. When God's people pray for their community, those are wins. Wednesday nights, when we gather around in here and we pray for the needs of in our church family and the needs of our community, and that God would win souls and transform lives, those are wins. Those are wins. We just haven't seen the big W yet in some of those cases. I wanted to encourage you this morning because you're capable of helping with wins. And you're a part of every win. So keep up the good work. Continue to serve Christ for His glory, not ours. Continue to be faithful to the Lord. Continue to be gracious to one another. Continue to love the Lord and follow His ways. Continue to grow. And we're going to continue together to reach out. But we also have to do that individually. It's both. It's not either or. It's both. Right? Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask, let's see here. We're going to get ready for communion. I see Larry.